You're listening to the Cougar Postgame Coaches Show on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Now, back to Hans Olsen and the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show. We'll be heading down to Kalani Sitake right after we tell you that tonight's valuable stat of the game is brought to you by Ryan Valuation. BYU's accounting program is nationally ranked, so it's no surprise. One of the nation's top business valuation firms is run by diehard BYU fans. Need a valuation for your business? Go to RyanValuation.com. And tonight, the turnover number was pretty crucial. Ended up being minus one for BYU, plus one in Kansas's favor. And the plus one was a fluky play, a quick kick off a helmet that then is recovered and squirted out and recovered by the Jayhawks. They score a touchdown one play later, and it was a decisive play tonight. One of many interesting plays, important plays in a low-scoring game. Kalani Sitake joins us now on the headset from down at field level. Kalani, you've had about an hour or so to digest this one, and we know you've spoken to your team and given some thoughts to take home with them. What are you taking home tonight?
Yeah, just got to get over it. I mean, it sucks, the lost things, but we're still in a position where we know what the situation was and the mistakes that we made. Now we gotta we weren't able to pull this one off, but I thought we were playing with too much fire, you know, trying to get these dramatic wins and things like that. And you can't keep making all these mistakes, and that's from all of us. I mean, it's myself, the coaches, and the players. And so we've got to find a way to improve on this and be ready for next week. But you have to give Kansas a lot of credit, man. They came in here, their backs are against the wall. They have to win out to go to a bowl game. And they were also one of the teams that were favored. You know, we just need to do more to get these wins. And that was frustrating.
So, Kalani, coming off of an insane emotional victory against your rival and then going into the week of practice, was it hard to get this team refocused, or did you feel like they did a good job of hunkering down and taking in the game plan?
No, I thought the team was great. I mean, the focus was there. I mean, these guys moved on and got prepared for it. We just made so many mistakes in this game. I mean, at the end of the half, have an interception when you're supposed to go up by seven. You know, you're on the three-yard line. There's plenty of time, and you can't overcome those mistakes when you keep making them over and over and over again. The end of the game, just score points. Who cares about what the clock looks like? We got to get the lead and let the defense find a way to get the win, you know. And then even the fluke, QB kick, they punted. I mean, it came off of Evan Johnson's face, and Jacob Robinson had a chance to recover it, and it just popped out of his hands and into theirs. And so you got to find a way to make a play. He's on the three-yard line. So what? Just got to find a way to make a play. And that was frustrating. Just frustrating that we gave up those plays and we couldn't score enough points on offense. And you can't win a lot of games when you're not putting up points like that.
The defensive numbers were good enough to win, clearly. 242 yards, only 13 first downs, 17 points. You expect to win that game. And red zone, which has been a strength for BYU, Kalani, you had only two red zone misses all year, and then you had two red zone misses tonight.
Yeah, and that even from last, looking at the misses from last week, and so that carried over. We've been good in red zone this entire time, and again, Kansas, they made the plays, we didn't. And so it's frustrating, but we've got to find a way to make it work and got to find more rhythm and get more points on the board. It doesn't really matter. You just got to get the points up there. It's a bottom-line business for the offense. Score points, defense, keep the points off, and it's just frustrating that we lost that game 17-13. And you look at the stats, had more yards, more first downs, all that stuff, and doesn't matter the scores, all that matters, and that's the frustrating part. So the frustrations and then the issues are obviously us not finishing drives, and and defensively we could have played better still, even though we held them to those points to 17. I think you can do that and play great defense, but we should have played better. We gave up some freebies, and so we've got to find a way to get better as a team. I think this is, I know this sounds crazy, but the loss is the great teacher. And so let's learn from this. And if there's a time to do it, this is the time. We still control our destiny. We just got to be able to get, if we're going to get into the conference championship, we got to be ready and got to get over the loss and get over the guilt and shame and regret and get on to finding ways to win.
Kalani, with how clutch this team has been, even in fourth and 11, I was like, oh, yeah, they're going to find a way just because that's what this team has done. But help us understand what happened in the fourth and six with the false start, and then take us into that fourth and 11 play.
Well, the fourth and six, we're just trying to get the calls just in case we don't get it. We can find a way to, with two timeouts and they're pinned back, get the ball back. The problem is the false start gets a 10-second runoff, and, you know, we're still trying to preserve as much time just in case. And then that's, you know, looking at it again, probably should take a timeout and get the call. I mean, the calls weren't the issue. It was just we're not successful in the red zone. Just find a way to get the ball in the freaking end zone. That's what we got to do, and we didn't do that. We had first down from the 15-yard line. So, and I don't know if it was the play call or whatever the issues were, but all of it didn't work. So we need more points than 13 to win games.
It is hard to win at 13. And 17 is usually a good defensive winning number. But and Lance Leipold hit on it too, Kalani. You were in a good spot in the middle eight, right? You had the ball to end the first half and to start the second half, and just 3 points out of those two possessions. If you know, do like you normally do in the middle eight, you're in great shape.
Yeah, and this is just mindless. I mean, just thoughtless mistakes. I mean, just this is not a hard thing to figure out, guys. It's we failed, and man, this one stings. And so, you know, we apologize to the fans. This was on us, and we've had the opportunity to overcome so many mistakes before, and this is a great lesson that you just cannot keep playing with fire. You cannot just keep waiting till the last second and waiting for something miraculous or a comeback to do things. Like, let's win some old boring ways, and let's just go and start from the beginning and just get after it. And just the mistakes, man, just too many to overcome. And that's, I'm the head coach. I gotta figure out a way to get these guys to play better and play with more confidence, because of whatever we did the last 2 weeks offensively is not enough to score points. And that's this one was frustrating because I thought defensively we did some good things. Obviously, we felt like we could have held them less than 17 points, but you got to score more than 13 points to win games. That's just not good enough.
Kalani, any update on Crew Wakely, and how much did it change defensive game plan having Wakely out?
I thought Raider came in, did some really good things, and I didn't think that much of a drop. Obviously, we love Crew because of his experience, but we're hoping he can be okay. We'll have to see what the doctors and everyone says, but we'll probably have more information on that on Monday.
All right, so Kalani, everything's still in front of you, right? You know that if you get back to winning games, you'll get where you want to be.
Yeah, and I think I just had to remind those guys that, hey, listen, we're in a conference now. The goal is to win the conference. We still control our destiny, and as much as you the lost things. This is different than back in Independence. Like we have a chance to keep playing, and so this is one of those things where you make a mistake and then you can never overcome it. We can overcome it by the exact next week. You know, we can play this game against Arizona State, who's doing some really good things. I think they're. I mean, look at the parity in this conference. If we thought we could just walk through this and win games by only scoring limited points, and then think that we can control it, it's not going to happen. I think we got away with one last week. This week it didn't work for us, and we got to stop playing these games this type of way. We start playing a little bit better, and then a lot better, and playing at the best of our ability. And that goes from everybody, from me to the coaches to the players. And I feel like we can get this done. This is, like I said, the best education you can have through is experience. Right now the guys are hurting, and they're seeing all these different ways that they can get better. I was talking to a couple of the players in there, and they're just frustrated at a lot of the mistakes. But you know, we'll praise the things that we did well and then learn from the things that we made mistakes on. And whether you won or lost, you have to be past it by the time we get to tomorrow.
So, Kalani, you get Connor Payback, obviously lose Braden Keim. Isaiah Jada has to come in and fill that position. How did you feel Jada did in this game? And also a couple of sacks in this game and a few pressures. Jake Retzloff got hit more in this game than I've seen. What were you seeing up front from that offensive line?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know exactly some of the ones that he got sacked on, he just got to throw the ball away. I think he was trying to scramble. But you got to make better decisions with the ball and better decisions as a you know, as a quarterback. And then that's from everybody. I'm not trying to be too critical on him, but we just all need to make better decisions as a football team.
Kalani, we will see you next week.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, that's Kalani Sitake.